Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, March 14th. Today happens to be the birthday of Sister Kelly Vincent, and so we want to wish Miss Kelly a happy birthday and trust she is blessed of the Lord. I hope you're having a good day as well, and I hope you'll remember one another in prayer. We've got several in our church that are out sick, with some that missed yesterday and the last few services because of sickness, and want to remember them in prayer. Also, the Halls are back out in Missouri, and they're having some health issues. Remember them in prayer. Also, the Simpsons, they're going on vacation to Florida, but they're having some health issues. Want to remember them in prayer also as well. And then, of course, we got the George Woodard family having the viewing today at the funeral home there in Henderson. And so I want to remember them and the funeral tomorrow. I pray that God would bless and help in that. If you would, remember all these things in prayer, please. And before we go to the message, I've got a couple of good songs here that I trust will be a blessing. First of all, I've got the Sisloff family and then the Jimmy Moyes family. Well, as we look in the scripture, we are looking at the last part of chapter number 2 in the book of 1 John. On this week's broadcast, we're going to be reading the entire verses from verse number 18 through verse number 29. That's going to complete the reading of the chapter. We're going to go verse by verse. We're going to be looking specifically at verse number 18 as we began this message already. We're going to continue on talking about the either or principles of the book of 1 John. This principle in this particular text, he's dealing with the fact either you are following Christ or you're following the Antichrist. And he's given a warning to the little children. We've previously been speaking about the warning to the young men. And I believe these are talking about stages of growth in the Christian life. Young men being the vitality time of the Christian life. This speaking about the early beginnings of the Christian life, the young converts. And he's telling us to be careful who we're following. And he starts off with this, be careful what you listen to. And that's what we're going to deal with on today's broadcast. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you're there, 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 18 is we're going to pick up reading tonight. We've looked at verses 15, 16, 17 the last several weeks. We're going to look at verse 18 tonight. I'm going to read down through the chapter, finish out the chapter. But I'm going to be looking primarily at verse number 18, so we'll pay attention to that verse. The Bible says, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, and denieth, or that denieth, the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. I believe these verses, verse 18 through 29, are a section in themselves speaking to these little children. Pointing back, as he's mentioned, the three stages in verse 12, 13, and 14. Three stages of Christian growth, starting out as little children, on to young men, and then to the fathers. He spoke to those young men not to love the world. Be careful not to fall in love with the world. He's speaking now to the little children to be careful that they're not deceived, because there's a lot of deceivers out there, is what he's saying. Some years ago, it's been some time back, and I don't remember now if it was an election year, and I was listening to a news talk radio there in North Carolina, and Glenn Beck was spilling. He was giving out his spiel. And I realized it, and I said to, I think Elliot Smith might have been with me, whoever it was that was with me, I said to them, I said, that man is preaching Mormonism on this radio station. That's what he was doing. He was preaching Mormonism in the guise of talking about politics and talking about the nation and all that. And he was interjecting and bringing in some of his Mormon teaching and Mormon doctrine. I'm saying to you, be careful what you listen to. It may not be what you think it is. Amen. So we've got to be careful. Check out with the Bible. Amen. Check it out with the Bible. Be Bereans. You've heard that before. You know, the Bereans, they were more noble than those of Thessalonica. They searched the scriptures to see whether these things were so or not. Amen. I don't tell you to believe me just because I say it. I say find it in your Bible.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And I'm not just picking and saying, well, you got to find a verse. And I know that's been something that's going around and around, that you got to find a verse that says, and there's a lot of things you can't find. You can't find a verse that says go to church on Sunday.
Right.
You can't find a verse that says read your Bible, because the word Bible's not in the Bible. Amen. Talks about the scriptures. The teaching's in there. The teaching's in there. Not to smoke marijuana, but the verse ain't in there. But I am saying you look at the Bible. When you study the Bible, study the teachings and the context and what's being said in that. But be careful what you listen to, because there are men that can take the King James Bible and twist it and make it say what it does not say. And we're living in that day. I mean, it's always, John was living in that day. He recognized it. Amen. That they would take and twist what had been said. Well, our Lord has told us that it's going to get worse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. So our Lord said it's going to get worse. That's why if it was the last days, it was the last times in John's day. Surely we're in the last days, we're in the last times, and there's a lot of crooks and criminals really out there that claim to be Christians. Amen. And you can think of a lot of them. By the way, all of them's not easily discerned. Amen. And a lot of the stuff that goes on in some of that they call it church, those services, some of that stuff is so far removed from the Bible that it ought to be easily spotted and say, that's so foolish, that doesn't have anything to do with Christianity and real Bible. But there's somehow it's hard to discern. And we'll look at it in a minute. It comes right out from among us if we're not careful, it does. Amen. So that's why we need to really be saturated in your Bible. I want to say to you again, read it, read it, read it, read it, read your Bible. If you've not read it through this year, or if you're not close to reading it through this year, you ought to make it a plan. You ought to be resolved to read it through next year. Amen. Read it. Read your Bible. Get in the book. Amen. And I can say a lot about that, but it's a shame that we're living in a day. People got a Bible and they say they'd fight for it, but they don't even know what it says. God help us. Well, we need to read the Bible. We need to pray so that we can rightly divide the Word of God, that we can correctly discern the spirits. Amen. Whether they're of God or not. And that's what he talks about that. And by the way, that's one sign as well, is that spirit. Amen. The spirit of what things are done in ought to tell you a lot of things about them. Amen. Well, I believe this statement here, it is the last time, that statement there, is indicative that we are living in the last days. These days will be characterized by more and more false doctrine, more and more false teachers in the name of Christ. And in the name of Christianity, we'll see more and more about that. The meaning of this term, the last time or the last days, is the scripture way of announcing. Here's one thing announced. It announces that the Jewish days are over.
those Jewish traditions, that Jewish Old Testament way of life is over. This is the last time. God spoke by the prophets. God spoke in the law. But now in the last days, He's spoken by His Son. This is the last opportunity to get the gospel to people. That's what He's saying. This is it. If they don't come to Jesus, they won't have another opportunity. This is it. It's the only way. The Christian economy is the final one that God will ever give. The Christian dispensation, if I could say it that way, is the one in which the history of the world is brought together and culminated, and the world, God brings in the kingdom of His dear Son and ends the reign of mankind. Amen. Amen. Judgment at the end of this. So it's a warning. This is the last time. Now I want you to notice this second statement. He's warning against something. He said, as ye have heard, this is the wickedness that's warned against. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are there many Antichrists. I've touched on that a little already, but I believe we need to look into it a little bit more and see what this warning is intending to say to us. You see, the religious world is looking for the Antichrist. The religious world, a lot of them, they're looking, as I said, for that one man whom the devil himself will possess that will maintain world dominion for the space somewhere around 7 years, 3.5 years of peaceful and 3.5 years of turmoil. But he's going to come forth and he's going to have the answers and the whole world's going to bow to him. Amen. I remember hearing a preacher at Faith Baptist Camp several years ago. This was probably in the late 80s or early 90s, so it's been a while. This preacher was talking about how that European Union was coming together. Then they called it the European Common Market, if you remember. And he saw it, and a lot of people saw it, as the reuniting of the Roman Empire, that revived Roman Empire. And as these European leaders were coming together, and one nation after another nation, they were meeting and talking, and they were trying to get all this globalization stuff worked out. By the way, that's been going on for a long time. Amen. And God may have given us a reprieve for a little while with Mr. Trump in here, because he seems to be more talking about national things rather than global things. I say amen about that. Amen. Amen. But in this gathering of all these national leaders, here's what that man said. He said that it was a quote. I believe it's in Time magazine. It's in one of the leading magazines of the time that the quote was said this. That man said, what we're looking for is one man that can bring it all together. And he said, if we can find that one man that can bring it all together, we will bow down and worship him. Be he God or be he devil, we will worship him. That was his quote. Be he God or be he devil, we will worship him. That's right, they will. And he ain't gonna be God. He's gonna claim he is.
That's right.
Amen. He's gonna think he is. He's gonna show himself that he is, but he's not.
Right.
He's an imposter. But they're looking for that, but here's what John said. John said, while you're looking for that one fellow, there's a bunch of them popping up around. Bunch of antichrists. There are many. You see that phrase? There are many antichrists. What does that mean? Well, suffice it to say that Antichrist means an antagonist, a rival, a rebel, an adversary, a pretender, an enemy of Christ, and a corrupter of his doctrines. Amen. Antichrist. One of those old Puritans called the Pope the Antichrist. The Catholic Church is Antichrist. They claim to be Christian. It is Antichrist. Brother White, I'm sure, knows that very well, dealing with those Hispanics and the Mexican, as they're dominated by that Roman Catholic doctrine. They are Antichrist. Their idea, they talk about vicar. They use that word vicar a lot. The vicar of Christ. The vicar. The word vicar means substitute or another. And so what the Pope is another Christ. Our Lord said, no, there is no other Christ. If you claim to be another Christ, you're Antichrist. Amen. There is no other Christ. Can I tell you something? When people come along and say there's another way to go to heaven, they are anti-Christ. There is no other way. There is no other way. And so he says they're a pretender. He says these words, ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. It's clear that these saints, although they're little children in Christ, although they are young converts, they've been taught something that the last days were coming and that Antichrist were going to rise up and that there were going to be these that were coming in. They might expect that that Christianity is going to have to face some difficulty. By the way, I look at our modern day evangelism, our modern day Christianity does not tell people to prepare to battle. It tells them you get saved, everything's fine. You don't have to deal with your sin. You don't have to deal with the devil. You don't have to deal with the flesh or the word. You don't have to deal with nothing. You just repeat this prayer. You just join our church. You just join our cause. And everything's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. That's not the gospel of this Bible. The gospel of this Bible, you're going to have a flesh to battle. You're going to have the world to battle. You're going to have the devil to battle. And you need somebody to deal with your sin. Amen. Jesus is the only one that can do all that. Amen. Now I'm glad he can. Well, it looks to me like these people had been warned that instead of Christianity making a conquest of the world, that there's going to be a battle to go on. There's going to be fierce opposition against Christianity. And there will be. There is. Amen. So these young Christians were prepared, apparently. They knew they had to be prepared to encounter false prophets and false doctrine. Amen. Again, if we're not careful, we're not warning them. Amen. When these Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, come around, these Mormons come around, these people come around peddling their false gospel. And this is a technique that I found since I came here. I never saw them do this in North Carolina. Since I came here, what they'll do is they just say, we won't have prayer. We just came, and it's what they said when they stopped by our trailer back in the summer, but they stopped by and said, we're just in the neighborhood and we're just wanting to have prayer with people. Would you have prayer with us? And I said, no, sir, I won't. And one said, well, are you against praying? And I said, no, I'm for praying. But if I pray with you, then I would be saying that I approve of what you're doing and I don't approve of what you're doing. I believe you fellas are wrong. And I said, I'm not trying to fight you. I'm not going to be ugly to you. But I'm going to tell you that you're not right. And I can't pray with you because we're not praying to the same God. And they said, well, do you know any neighbors around here that need prayer? I said, I sure do. But they don't need yours. And I wasn't saying that to be ugly or to be mean, but it's just true. Amen. It's just true. But if we're not careful, we've got a generation that says, well, everybody's a Christian that claims to be a Christian. Obama can be a Christian. The Pope can be a Christian. The devil can be a Christian. All we got to do is say they are. And so we say, well, it's all right and everything's hunky-dory. We're all going to heaven. We're just going different ways. And the problem, as I said, there ain't but one way. And I'm not trying to say that Island Ford Baptist Church is the only one going to heaven. There's probably people sitting in Island Ford Baptist Church tonight that if Jesus came, wouldn't go. And there's probably people out in the world that other people that would go because they are ready. I'm not saying that we're it and that's all that is. But I'm saying you better be careful of this crowd that's running around here because there is a lot of false doctrine in our world today. John's talking about it. That's where he's at here, all right? Well, let me move on. Let me tell you this, and I'll go you some scriptures here in just a minute. This solemn warning that he gives them is a urgent warning. He is exhorting these believers to earnestly contend for the faith. It's the same idea that Jude gives. That if I earnestly contend for the faith, be ready to stand their ground, be ready to hold the fort, if I could say it that way, and instructing these new converts of the duty of watchfulness, because there is an enemy that's trying its best to get in our mind and in our life. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.